Being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Carter Hoff. He is the new activities director at Applington Parkersburg High School. And Carter, thanks for taking some time here. You've been at the district here for quite a while now. Obviously, you're an AP alum. You've spent time as a teacher, but just kind of want to get your thoughts on the excitement of taking on this new position and stepping into an administration role, a leadership role here at Applington Parkersburg.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. Yeah, really excited to get started. Being an AD is something kind of a goal of mine that I've always kind of strived for, and just having a unique opportunity to be an AD at the district that I graduated from and I've taught, and really AP is all I know, which is just I'm really excited and really grateful for the opportunity.
So you've spent the last several years in a teaching role. Can you just fill us in on what you've kind of been up to here in your previous position here at the district?
Yeah, so I have been a pre-K through eight element, so PE teacher. I've had some elementary, had some middle school, so really just a broad range of ages. And I've also coached middle school basketball, track, and high school baseball in the district. So very familiar, very involved, and yeah.
And obviously, we mentioned being an AP alum. It's what you've been, with your whole life. What kind of advantage do you think that gives a person, stepping into this kind of position as opposed to, maybe someone coming in from an outside district, that maybe is coming in for the first time? How does that kind of give you a little bit of an advantage here in this position?
Having those relationships with administrators, staff, parents, kids, having those just previous relationships tend to go a long way. And just having an idea how things kind of operate before, taking over, knowing kind of the history of the district and the history of activities, it definitely, I think, gives me a leg up and a little bit of a head start.
So, you were just named the AD here at the last school board meeting. So, officially less than a week in, but what are some of the I guess initial objectives or maybe some of the key projects that you're kind of working on right out of the gate here?
Yeah, right now, just really trying to make sure both softball and baseball are functioning and that we have, umpires and just those little things, scoreboard, paying those umps, making sure we have those people in place so that these activities can happen. So really right now, just trying to get through baseball and softball and starting to kind of look towards next year with scheduling. Those are kind of my big responsibilities right now. I'm just trying to tackle, as well as building those relationships with my coaches, staff, and students.
Yeah, and speaking of scheduling, I know most of the schedule for like the next school year for 25-26 is pretty much set, but some new things on the horizon, especially with girls tennis moving to the fall. So once we kind of get done with this summer season and you start thinking about next school year, tell me a little bit about some of the objectives here once you get to the fall season, especially with everyone in the state of Iowa is going to be kind of experiencing the new season with girls tennis here in the fall.
Yes, and that's something that I've been working on this week is trying to get that girls tennis scheduled for the fall. Mr. Berkey had a lot of it already scheduled, but we still have a few open dates. But I'm trying to really find a time where we have some of those dual sports where we'll have volleyball and tennis going on. So I'm trying to kind of find as many or just as least amount of conflicts as possible with those two, so they're not quite intermixing and we're not having to make those girls choose between what practice they're going to. So a lot of our girls' tennis will take place, a lot of our meets will take place in the morning. That way they can get to volleyball later.
You bet. And speaking of that, dual sports, that's another new thing here at AP. Could you kind of just describe what that, kind of looks like for the student athletes? I understand it's primary and secondary. That's kind of how it works, right?
Yes. Yep. Students choose their primary and a secondary. And this is something that it was our first year as a district doing. So I'm kind of in the process of gathering feedback on from coaches on how that went and what we can do going forward to maybe help alleviate some of the problems that we experienced. But overall, I think everybody had, for the most part, positive experiences.
You bet. And again, we kind of talked about this earlier, but being an internal candidate here in the district, taking on this position. So you've had those relationships with people like the previous AD, Jason Berkey. What are maybe some things that you've learned about him, about what it takes to be a good AD, maybe some intricacies of the job that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise known coming in?
So Mr. Berkey has been a great resource for me. I definitely have had to call him a couple times a day for him to answer my questions. Mr. Thomas has also been a great resource. You know, he was the AD before Mr. Berkey and has experience in that sort of role. So I've been really trying to pick their brain and see, you know, what are the things that I need to get in place. And they have a lot of advice. And Mr. Berkey has a lot of those good relationships with other ADs. So he's kind of been helping me out, you know, establishing those. And there's just a lot of little things behind the scenes that you don't really know until you're in that leadership position. So I'm kind of finding those out and yeah, just doing the best I can to learn and do my job well.
You bet. Well, we'll certainly talk more about stuff with the AD position here as we kind of move on into the future here. But any final thoughts you want to share at this time, about taking over this position or anything about AP athletics activities before we wrap up?
No, it's just AP is a really special district. I'm excited to get going, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
All right, that's new AP Activities Director Carter Hoff. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, John.